The referendum was the most expensive race over a ballot measure in the state's history, with the oil industry putting in more than $10 million to defeat the measure. Referendum sponsors spent a fraction of that amount, with a little over $500,000 raised. APRN's Capital reporter Alexandra Gutierrez has been following the campaign. Hello, Alexandra.
Hi, Ellen.
Hey, is there any hope the referendum supporters can close the gap?
Well, with only about 15,000 ballots yet to be counted, you know, more could still come in with the absentees, it's a pretty high order for them to try to shrink it by any reasonable margin. While the campaign still hasn't conceded, most people I've talked to within it have kind of accepted that this is it for them.
What are the implications of the referendum vote for the governor's race in November?
Well, I'm sure that Governor Sean Parnell was pretty relieved this morning when we had 98% of precincts in, and it looked like the referendum was failing with a comfortable margin. This has been his signature issue. Oil taxes have dominated the work the legislature has done for the past few years. So if voters had come out and voted yes, it would have been a blow to his campaign. As it stands, it means that The insurgents, independent candidate Bill Walker running with Craig Fleener, and Democrat Byron Mallott, who will now be running with Hollis French since he won his primary last night, they don't have as much to they can't really point to the fact that, hey, voters spoke on your signature issue and they didn't like it. While it was a close race, it still went in the no vote's favor.
Well, looking at the legislative primaries on Tuesday, there are a few incumbents who won't be returning to Juneau. Tell us about those races.
Well, probably the most interesting one of these is the race for District 9. That is a district that covers part of the Mat-Su, but then stretches from Valdez to Delta Junction. And for the now three cycles, it's had incredibly close primaries. Representative Eric Feige, a Republican from Chicoloon, has been in office for two terms. And the first time he won, it was in a three-way race where all the votes were within about a couple of dozen votes of each other. And then last go-around, he ran against one of his opponents from this cycle, George Rauscher, and only won by 100 votes. So he's always been seen as vulnerable in the primary process. But this time he lost. He lost to Jim Culver, a former Mat-Su assemblyman who was heavily supported by labor unions. Culver got 38% of the vote. And then George Rauscher, who I just mentioned earlier, he came in second with 32%. Feige didn't clear 30%, so he's not going to be returning to Juneau next session. And since he was co-chair of the House Resources Committee, which is a very powerful committee in the legislature, that's going to have some implications for how the House Majority Caucus reorganizes. Then the other interesting race where an incumbent lost was out in North Pole. We had Tammy Wilson and Doug Isaacson, both two incumbents who had been put in the same district, being forced to face off against each other. You can't keep two of them, so Representative Tammy Wilson ended up coming out ahead with 55% of the vote. She is a furious campaigner. She knocked on over 2,000 doors, and going into the race, people were expecting that hard work to pay off for her.
Okay. Well, thank you, Alexandra.
Thank you, Ellen.
Alexandra Gutierrez is APRN's Juneau correspondent.